Welcome to the September 2022 issue of Deep Times, a journal of the work that reconnects. For this issue, we called for submissions from all over the world, particularly outside the U.S., to show how the work that reconnects, or other related or more ancient deep ecology ritual and practices, are helping people grapple with the many crises before us all. How to stay connected or reconnect with Earth and each other, and how to prepare or refresh ourselves for our role in the healing of the world. Deep Times editors, mostly but not all based in the U.S., and all currently living in colonial or colonialized places, recognize that while the specific work that reconnects methodology was primarily synthesized by white Americans, it has worldwide roots and reach, from the Council of All Beings in Australia, the Elm Dance in Ukraine, and the coining of the term deep ecology in Norway. And deeper than that, it is informed by and indebted to indigenous wisdom, in particular Haudenosaunee teachers and Tibetan Buddhists. Beyond that, shamanic practices, earth-based and non-dual religions and practices throughout the world have much longer histories and track records, bringing people back to life or reminding people to remain in the flow of systems and relationships. Deep Times is especially interested in learning and sharing such wisdom and practices from the voices of those living those traditions. We received an amazing response in a wide variety of submissions. All have a common eco-philosophical perspective and commitment to the Great Turning, whether the work is called Active Hope, Deep Ecology, or The Work That Reconnects. We always welcome international authors, poets, and artists, and we hope this issue will entice more submissions from many lands and cultures. Many of the articles and poems appear in the native tongue of the author, along with an English translation, a feature we hope to continue in future issues. The languages are noted in the title descriptions. In most cases, the audio recordings are in both languages, too. We noticed a theme in some of the pieces of this issue, the challenge in many political situations of speaking our truth, about our pain for the world, our critique of prevalent power over structures, economic, political, cultural, or our plans for going forth. Those of us working in countries with more freedom of communication and assembly are called to appreciate what a privilege it is to do the work without fear of military or political reprisal, and to increase our sensitivity to participants with such backgrounds or foregrounds. Some of the potential authors we approached were unable to contribute because their time and energy has been absorbed in grappling with immediate crises like the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the imperiled nuclear power plants there, or endangered democracies, or corporate despoilment of ecosystems around the world. We hold them and their work in our hearts and hope to include their stories in future issues. We hope you find inspiration and food for heart and mind in this issue. Molly Brown, editor, and Karina Lutz, interim editor, while Molly was on sabbatical.